further. He's gonna hold against me now. But anyway, I come from the old school, but I do believe that when you go to church camp, I believe it's a time to have a good time.
Amen.
You can kind of let your hair down and relax a little bit and poke fun at each other, as long as it's in a Christian manner. Okay? So I believe that we can have fun. But tonight, I want you to turn with me, and I've asked several people what the theme of Bible camp was. And,
That's because you didn't come.
Pardon?
I
think it's, you guys are about Moses?
The wife of Moses, yes.
Okay. Well, good, because the Lord laid a message on my heart tonight that's about Moses.
Amen.
He works in a mysterious way.
Yes, he does.
Now, I've got to ask you this question. How many of you profess to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Okay, just about every. Now, next year, we're going to have to fill this up with lost people.
Amen.
Okay? But I have found that knowing Christ or Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and having a relationship with Him is two different things.
That's right. Amen.
And tonight, we need to begin to cultivate a one-on-one relationship.
Amen.
I thought he was going to get up and hit me.
No, brother.
I don't want you to get in the hospital. My pastor was. We need to cultivate a one-on-one relationship with Jesus Christ. Something personal. Folks, listen. When God does something, He doesn't just halfway do it.
Right.
Amen.
When He created the universe, He just didn't create part of it. He created all of it.
Amen.
Amen.
Folks, when He gave His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross of Calvary, it wasn't a partial payment.
That's right.
It was a payment in full.
Amen.
And we need to understand, we often think about Jesus dying on the cross of Calvary in general terms. Mm-hmm. Well, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Amen.
That's general, brother. But do you understand? Do you know beyond any shadow of a doubt that He died for you?
Amen.
If you had been the only person that needed a sin payment, He would have paid the price.
Amen. Amen.
So folks, we've got something to shout to the rooftops.
Amen.
Amen. Like I said, I'm from the old school. I was raised in a church that my dad pastored. And folks, children of God shouted.
Amen.
They got happy.
Amen.
I look out there and some of you look like you just ate a $12 bag of prunes. Listen, get happy in Jesus.
Amen.
I want to talk to you. Turn with me if you would. I got to get some scriptures here before I forget where I'm at. Oftentimes I have my wife read for me, and because she is, well, we've been married 50 years.
Amen.
A long time. People ask me, Brother Larry, how long have you been married? I told them, I'm 50 years into a life sentence.
Amen.
Now listen, a good friend of ours did our ceremony. He's dead now, but when we stood before him, and he said, until death do you part, that's a life sentence.
That's right.
That's right. So that's
true.
You know, it's, my wife don't like me saying that. She said, that sounds horrible.
That's true. Wow.
I'm with her for life till death do us part. That's
amen.
Amen.
So, been a long time. I probably, I served half of my sins. I got another half to go. Listen, Exodus chapter 8. I got it.
Yes.
Question?
Yes.
Chase the rabbits here all the time.
Move on.
I don't want to move on. Exodus chapter 8, and there's three verses. Because I'm limited on time, my pastor will not let me go about over 30 minutes. There's three verses, verse 8, 9, and 10. Stand for the reading of the word. Please, some of you already were standing, so I fear that's your custom at the church.
It is, brother.
But we'll continue that on here. When she finishes verse 8, you can sit down, okay? Because you'll be standing a long time if you don't. Okay, verse 8, Debbie.
Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, entreat the Lord that he may take away my people, and I will let the people go, that they may do sacrifice unto the Lord.
Okay, sit down. Let me see. When she reads 9 and 10, you don't have to stand up. Listen, there's something important here. God got the attention of a healer.
That's right.
God got the attention of a lost person. And Pharaoh called Moses. Now, wouldn't it be a great thing if the people that you know that are lost, if they would contact you and call you and say, listen, I need you to entreat on the Lord for me. I need you to go for me in prayer. Brethren, we need that today.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. We've lost something. But Pharaoh called Moses. Now, this is the second plague of the 10 that God brought upon Egypt to get Pharaoh to deliver the people or release the people from bondage where they could go and worship the Lord Jesus Christ. Folks, we don't understand today. I love the Old Testament. I love when Moses went up on Mount Sinai and God gave him the blueprint for the tabernacle.
Amen.
That was their appointed place of worship.
That's right.
Today, when you go off of this mountain, or we are on a mountain, aren't we?
Yes, sir.
I was falling wheel, so I don't know. No. When we go off of this mountain.
Uh-oh. Over here. Don't do it.
I got bad knees, brother.
So do I, brother. Can you get some there?
I do that. See, Brother Jim knows I don't stand in one place. My daddy told me to always move around.
Right.
He says, because when they throw a songbook at you, it's easy or it's harder to hit a moving target. So I move around. Really, why I do it, I get down and I want to see eyeball to eyeball. I want to look into your eyes and see if you are paying attention and you know Jesus Christ is your personal Savior.
Amen.
When you go off of the mountain, just as the children of Israel had a place of worship within the tabernacle, if you are a member of Lone Mountain,
yep.
Got the name wrong, right?
Yep.
Okay, Lone Mountain, that is your appointed place of worship.
Amen. Right.
Amen. Amen. As much as I'd like to see you come to Wagon Wheel, you got no business being there on a Sunday morning.
That's right.
Say amen, brother.
That's right, brother.
Okay. Now, Sneak Jim, he didn't say nothing. Listen, you have a place to meet with your Lord.
That's right.
Savior.
Amen.
And you are to cultivate in that place. A place where God has called you, just as Pharaoh has called Moses. You are called to service.
Right.
Amen.
You can't show me in the Word of God where God is pleased with a dead sacrifice.
Amen.
That's right.
You can't show me.
That's right.
Amen. We'll don't believe that.
No.
I better be nice to him. He was really good.
He was really good to us.
I had two blowouts coming up. And he changed the tires all up. All up.
Amen.
He felt sorry for an old person. But listen, Pharaoh called Moses. I've got a problem. There's frogs all over the place. There was even frogs in his cereal. There was frogs in his post-toasties.
That's right.
When he turned his bed back, they was in his bed chamber. They were frogs all over the place.
That's right.
But folks, I want you to understand something. Today, as children of God, we have problems in our life.
That's right.
We have things that have been cultured up and they represent problems in our life.
Sure.
Read verse 10.
And he said, tomorrow. And he said, be it according to thy word.
Hey, I'm on verse
9. I knew you were wrong, but you told me to read 10.
I know.
And Moses said unto Pharaoh, glory over me, when shall I entreat for thee, and for thy servants, and for thy people, to destroy the frogs from thee and thy houses, that they may remain in the river only?
When shall I ask God Almighty to remove this blight from the land of Egypt, that they might remain in the river? Listen, folks, we need to go to God today.
Amen.
We need to go to the living Savior today. Say, Lord, remove the frogs out of my life.
Amen.
The frogs in Egypt became a nuisance.
Amen.
They were all over the place.
Amen.
Everything Pharaoh went to do, it was full of frogs. A lot of times our life is just like that.
Yeah.
That's right.
We have pestilence.
Yeah.
All right, let me put it this way. For a Baptist, you understand? We have sin in our life.
That's right.
We all. I love the brother. But I tell you, he is still a sinner.
That's right.
Amen. His daughter goes, amen. Amen. Don't want to get you in trouble. Listen, I love Brother Jim, but he's got a sin problem.
That's right.
His wife helped him. We've got frogs in our life.
Right.
And good old Moses, he said to Pharaoh, he said, listen, when do you want me to do this? When do you want me to go to the Lord? When do you want me to pray that the Lord God Almighty might remove these frogs from me? What did he say in verse 10?
And he said, tomorrow.
Tomorrow! He put one more night with the frogs. Just give me one more night. You know why? Now this is Patterson theology. You take out what it's worth. It's worth more than Jim theology. I have a feeling that he wanted one more night to see if his magicians could get rid of the frogs. Trusting in the arm of the flesh. Now, that may be right, but may be wrong. You can't prove it either way. Well, I'm right. Listen. Pray for me tomorrow. Just one more night. We've become so satisfied with our sin. We don't want to do nothing until tomorrow.
Sure.
Amen.
Sister Sandy tells me that Jim, Pastor Jim, is the best procrastinator that God has created.
And you're the second.
Well, I could argue with you on that. Because I'm a believer. Why do today what you can do tomorrow? That is my motto.
Yep.
And it gets me in trouble sometimes. I'm willing to say, listen, put it off tomorrow and give me one more night with my sins.
Yep.
My wife says I sin all the time.
Yeah.
Listen, Pharaoh told Moses, do it tomorrow. Listen, folks, there are people, and I would assume that there is at least one, if not two,
being Pastor Jim and Pastor John. Don't ever sit behind a preacher.
I know, brother.
That put things off till tomorrow. I would almost be willing to say there is at least one person in this congregation tonight that has said in your heart, you know, you don't have to speak it.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
It's what's in your heart.
That's right. Amen. Lord, I'll be saved tomorrow.
Tomorrow may never come.
That's right.
Amen.
The Bible says today is the day of salvation.
That's right.
That's right.
Amen.
I know there's some kids in here that have the fraud of disobedience. Because your mom and dad or your teachers will tell you something, and you say, I'm not going to do it till tomorrow. Brother Will carries a wooden spoon in his truck.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
That's right. Oh, he's left me with it.
No.
No. He carries it there for the kids.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
When he speaks, they need to be obedient.
That's right.
Amen.
When mom and dad speak, you need to be obedient.
Preach.
Because it shows a respect.
That's right.
Amen.
And that's what's wrong with our world today, folks. There's no respect.
That's a fact.
Amen.
That's what's wrong with our schools. If you're sending your children to school to learn respect, you're a dummy.
That's right.
Amen. See, that's what you shouldn't call people dummies. You better call them stupid.
That's a fact.
Listen, your children aren't going to learn respect in a public school system.
No.
Amen.
We need to train up a child in the way that it should go. And folks, I believe that the Bible teaches that that is caught in the Lord's house.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thus saith the Lord.
Yeah.
That's the only thing our children are going to have to fall back on, that they hold on to the fraud of disobedience.
Yes.
Yep.
The fraud of unbelief. I pastored the church one time. And I had a lady in there who was a multicultural church. You know, I would preach my little old heart out. Have you ever done that?
Amen.
You know? And I'd give scripture. I'd give principles and precepts. And about the end of the lesson or the message, she'd raise her hand. And I knew what was coming. And you don't change ignorance. Listen a minute. She raised her hand. And she said, Brother Patterson, I know what the Bible says. I know what Scripture says. But that is the flow of unbelief.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That is right, brother.
Okay. Brother John, you'll probably never ask me to preach again.
Brother, preach on, brother. You preach on.
Amen.
I want you to understand this. And this didn't happen just once.
No.
Amen.
Every time I taught from the Word of God, every time I preached, after the message, she'd come up and say, Brother Larry, I know what the Bible says, but... Finally, I got to the place where I said, Mimi, why don't you just leave your butt at home? That may take a minute to sink in. Now, I meant that in a good way.
He didn't do that.
You have no right to question the Word of God.
Amen.
If it has been proven and stated by God's Word, it is not up to you.
That's right.
It doesn't depend on you believing it. It's still God's Word.
Amen.
It was God's Word when Pharaoh called Moses. And he said, entreat the Lord for on my behalf. Now, you'll find that Moses hardened his heart. He didn't want to listen. We are no better than
Pharaoh.
That's right.
Sometimes, yeah.
We harden our hearts.
Yep.
We turn a deaf ear to the Lord. Listen, this week, if the Lord speaks to you, don't question it. Listen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
What do you mean he speaks to you? I'm not saying that he gave me a telephone call. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not saying that he sent me a Western Union telegram. I'm not saying that he appeared on Fox News, because I watch a lot of news. But when he speaks to me in a still small voice. Amen. In and through his
word. Right.
And brother, we need to listen.
Amen.
We need to say, Lord, you know, we need to humble ourselves.
That's yes.
Right. Amen.
Yes.
Before the mighty hand of God.
Amen.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
The plagues. If you look at the 10 plagues, they not only were they designed to get Pharaoh to let the children of Israel go, they were designed to humble him before a living God.
Amen.
Because
yes.
Every one of those plagues attacked the God of Egypt.
That's right.
That's right.
It was to bring Pharaoh to his knees.
Yep.
But time after time, he hardened his heart and wouldn't let the people go.
Yeah.
Then one more night with the frogs. It's okay. Jim says that a lot. Why should I change? Just one more night with the frogs. I'll tell you, him and I both, we have a history that is a lot of life. A lot. They
yes.
Marry each other.
Yeah.
There was many years he wouldn't let go. There was many years I wouldn't let go. I just said, one more night, God. One more time, God. And I'm going to get my life right. I'm going to straighten this out. You know, those times never came.
That's right.
Until God got my attention.
That's right. Amen.
That's right.
Until God said, listen, I'm tired of this. Debbie and I, we go out to eat almost every day for breakfast. And there's a waitress that waits on us all the time. And she knows that I'm a preacher. And she'll say, Larry says, when you get to church, especially if it's on a Sunday morning, she'll say, say a prayer for me. And I told her, I said, Terry, God's getting tired of hearing that. I said, you need to come and ask God to be
Amen.
With you,
right.
To forgive
Amen.
You.
Yeah.
I said, you know, he's getting tired of hearing from me. You need to go. Brother, we need to put some feet to our prayers.
That's right.
We need
That's
to put some feet to our service.
Amen.
And right. We need to say, Lord, I'm going to lay my life down tonight with you.
Amen.
That's right.
Take these frogs away from me.
Amen.
I asked Sister Sandy before services. Bless her heart, I feel sorry for the lady. Pastor Jim was up here picking and grinning. And I asked him, I said, how many toes did you have to kiss before you found him? She said, Brother Larry, I've lost count. You know, folks, listen. The worst thing you can have as a child of God tonight is the frog of unbelief.
Yeah,
yes.
Amen.
Yes.
You know, you may be sitting there thinking, you know, I'm going to straighten my life out and I'm going to serve the Lord one of these days. I want you to understand something. Without Jesus Christ in your life, you'll never straighten your
Amen.
Life out.
Amen. Amen.
You'll never straighten it out.
That's right.
The frogs that you have right now will be with you 20 years from now.
That's right.
Only Jesus.
Amen.
Can remove those frogs.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Only Jesus can make you whole tonight.
Amen.
The Word says, I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengtheneth me.
Amen.
That's right.
Without Jesus, you have no strength. Without Jesus, you have no hope.
Amen.
And without Jesus, one of these days you'll split hell wide open.
Amen.
Right.
Tonight.
Don't say I'll wait till the end of the camp. Yeah. From what I understand, it they have thunderstorms up here. But this is my first year here. John gets his way to be my last.
Don't stop.
I tease you, brother. Listen, you could get hit by lightning.
That's right.
Amen. You don't know.
That's right.
God is in control.
Amen.
And if God says your number's up, it's up.
That's right. Amen.
So the Bible says today. Today is the day of salvation.
Amen. Yes.
Now, when I started this, I want to introduce you to a friend of mine. I said children of God ought to be able to have fun. Did I not?
Yes, you did.
That's a question, Sam. Did I not?
What did you say?
That children of God ought to be able to have fun.
Amen.
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 That's right.
I want to introduce you to a friend. Let me get it fit here. Turn it on. Huh? What a goodness. I got it. Yeah. When Brother Jim and I was little, we couldn't afford toys. This is true now. I can remember my grandma making me a sock toy.
Yes, sir.
She thought I was a dog. You know, but I'd play fetch and all of that. But I've got a friend that I brought to me, and my friend's name is Jim. Now, I didn't say Pastor Jim. But listen, this little critter right here, his relatives will ruin your life.
That's right.
Yeah, he's got a nice wife. It'll ruin your life, folks.
Hey,
we don't think about the frogs.
That's right.
We think about the cure.
Yeah.
Moses interceding on the behalf of Pharaoh, and God removed him. Well, listen. I believe with all my heart that those of you from Lone Mountain, that your pastor really loves you.
Yeah.
Amen.
And he probably prays for you more than what you understand.
That's right.
Pastor Jim prays for his congregation, but he leaves me out a lot. No, he prays for me too.
That's right.
Because a pastor has a burden for his congregation.
That's right.
How long do I preach?
Brother, as long as you will keep it up.
I like him.
When the Lord says shut up, then shut up.
No, listen. They pray for you.
That's right.
Amen.
But listen, they can't remove the frogs from your life.
That's right.
Thank you. Amen.
Only Jesus
can do that. So you know this little guy here? I think he's kind of cute.
He is. I've had a lot of fun with him.
That's right. When God does something, he doesn't do it halfway.
No. That's right.
Amen.
He doesn't do it halfway. If God is going to restore your life, he's going to restore it completely.
Amen. Amen.
You know what? I'm going to close in just a second. You know what stands in the way of you getting rid of the frogs? You.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Not even Satan can hinder that.
Nope.
Because the word says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We need to tap into the power of Jesus today.
Amen.
We need to go home and get our churches on fire.
Amen.
We need to go home and shout to the rooftops. You should have been at camp and heard one more night with the frogs.
Amen.
I don't know what they're going to preach on later. Yeah, I'm kind of limited here, you know. But listen, folks, you need to get rid of the critters.
Amen.
Amen.
You need to get rid of the things that are holding you down. I don't know what I'm going to assume at this point. Let's stand together. We ain't got a piano, so we're not going to have a verse of invitation. But I want you to understand something. If you can't be honest with anybody else, I've been married 50 years and those times, it just pains me to be honest with you. She goes, "What are you doing?" That just aggravates me. Just, you know, I'm not doing nothing sinful, really. But she's all, what are you doing? Cause a strike. I let the frog get down, get a hold of it.
Yep.
But listen, if you can't be honest with anybody else tonight, I want you to be honest with yourself.
Amen.
Because Jesus already knows the answer.
That's
right.
And if you're here, first of all, if you have the frog of unbelief, you need to come forward and take Brother John by the hand. Brother Jim, by the hand, and help me in the word of God, so that I might understand.
Amen.
And I might be able to get rid of the fall. And accept Jesus Christ as your Lord.
Amen.
I can't, listen, you have no idea. When you begin a relationship with Jesus Christ, and you cultivate that, and you nourish it, and you feed it from the Word of God,
yes,
and it begins to grow.
Yep.
Be amazed what God can do in your life.
Right.
Amen.
But listen, I know there's somebody here that has a problem with unbelief. Don't stand on your hand with it. Listen, young people, if you're here, you have a frog of disobedience. You're disrespectful to your parent. You need to go to them and hug them if they're here with you.
That's right.
And say, "Hey, I've been wrong. I need your forgiveness." Listen. Don't hang on to that disobedience. Don't hang on to that unbelief. But trust you. Brother John.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Larry. That's a good preacher.
Amen.
You've heard the truth tonight. Rest of our preachers, come on up here. Okay.